This weekend marked the 147th anniversary of the Battle of Little Bighorn, also known as Custer's Last Stand, a chapter in U.S. history that some historians are arguing needs a rewrite. The story American students are generally taught is that in one of the most decisive battles in American history, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and more than 200 men from five companies of the 7th Infantry Cavalry heroically died on June 25, 1876, in a sneak attack by Native Americans in what's now Montana. Only in recent years have we begun to learn more about the perspective of Little Bighorn from its Native American victors, whose roots at the site go back decades before the settlers even arrived, and started to rethink the legacy of the man who led the charge. A controversial anthropology professor at San Jose State University in California, who contended she was a victim of a woke activist mob for opposing the repatriation of Native American remains and posing in a photo with an ancient skull, has agreed to leave the university next year. Professor Elizabeth Weiss and the university reached a settlement that allows her to retire with full benefits at the end of the 2023-24 school year, after she claimed in a lawsuit that the university retaliated against her and violated her First Amendment rights when it locked her out of the collection of skeletal remains. Weiss's views opposing repatriation, believing it favors religion over research, and posing with a skull caused a fury in the academic world, including from the university provost, and once again pitted academic freedom and First Amendment rights against cultural sensitivity. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.